The crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo is one of the top stories on Africa's news agenda. Another top story for Africans is the U.S. election campaign.
I have a dream that one day this petition. All the voters in America, Barack Obama be thy name.
That's a single called Obama Be Thy Name by the Kenyan musician Makadem. The popularity of Senator Obama in Kenya can in part be attributed to his heritage. His father was Kenyan. But beyond the family ties, there's debate across Africa about which presidential candidate, Obama or John McCain, would be best for Africa. Vera Kwakofi is the host of the interactive BBC program Africa Have Your Say. And Vera, what have your listeners in African countries been saying? Do they have opinions about what a President Obama or President McCain might do in Congo, for instance?
Not necessarily in Congo, but generally, from the emails and the comments that have been coming in, there is quite a huge support for a President Obama, which is unsurprising, of course. But there does seem to be quite a support for Senator McCain as well. When what they say is that, you know, Senator McCain would probably emulate what President Bush had done in terms of the aid and being a tough leader in Africa, whereas other people say that Obama represents change, that he represents hope, which is what a lot of people in Africa want to see in their leaders.
We wanted to get a clip on from your show. This is a listener called Delu calling from Monrovia, Liberia.
Barack is not an African. He is an American, and his first priority is America and nothing else. Why are we so interested in his presidency? Is it because he is a black man?
So what we just heard from that caller, Delu from Monrovia, Liberia, saying that Barack Obama is not African, he's an American, and he's going to be looking out for American interests and delivering on American interests as president. I'm just wondering, how much are people paying attention not just to Senator Obama's biography, but to his specific policy positions when it comes to Africa?
I think it's clear to a lot of our listeners in Africa that both Senators McCain and Barack Obama basically have the same policies for Africa. I think it's a personality issue. Somebody sent a text message saying, look, Barack Obama represents for us black people and people of color all around the world what we can achieve as a race. So for them, he is an embodiment of who they are and their ambitions. Whereas for McCain, as one Liberian said to us, he would be like George Bush, who was able to stand up to Charles Taylor and say, look, my friend, leave Liberia now. And Charles Taylor left, which ended the war in that country. So they see both sides of the two candidates, which they can live with.
Okay, let's hear another moment from Africa Have Your Say right now.
My name is Philip Jackbo. I live in Lagos, Nigeria. I will love an American president who will interfere less in the internal politics of African countries and allow Africans to exercise their own rights to choosing whoever they want. Basically, this is what I would like the next American president to do.
And I noted one email on your website, the Africa Have Your Say website, from someone called Magdalena, and she wrote, quote, "We want the American president to stay away from our continent. We want nothing to do with them and nothing from them." How often is that kind of sentiment expressed?
Probably quite a bit, because if you consider, a lot of Ethiopians think that their government, which they consider as corrupt and unaccountable to the people, is being propped up by the American administration. So the Americans are listening to the government rather than the needs of the people. They want America, if they want to be on the side of the people, to support the people rather than the government, if the governments they feel are not working for the good of the ordinary citizens.
Presumably, though, that Africans still look to America for leadership.
No, absolutely. America has always been known as the world police, the leadership of democracy. But that has been tainted a bit over the past 5 or so years, especially since the 2000 elections, where a lot of people began talking about, you know, America has no right to talk about elections in Africa, whether they're free or fair and fair, because in America, they didn't hold free and fair elections. Look at Florida. So that's always the reference point for a lot of people. So not as respected as they used to be for a lot of Africans.
Vera Kwakofi is the host of the interactive BBC program Africa Have Your Say. Thank you.
Thank you.